Blog Talk Radio.
Erev Tov. Yes, I am Malkamesh. Good evening. Here for the T to T Testify Tuesday, right here, here. They kind of go.
I'm going to testify.
I like to share new music from the brothers and the sisters, the brethren and sister and them. I think this right here, Sahar Ahad, I and I Haber may have produced this right here. Sounds a lot like Emerald Music, INC, signature to tight beat, the reggae chant. But here, I like to share right here on the Testify Tuesday, Rastafari, the Tuesday podcast here, the third day of the Shabuah with Ras Maisha. Ross Maisha here will fight a war. Here.
J-Pad to Juggernaut.
J-Pad to Juggernaut. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, you sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Use a school, go kill the class. Pills you fill them with so fast. Skills you give no really last. Tell the people about the craft. Who if you take the picture off. Open scripture, read the Psalms. Jesse, David, Solomon. You get the lecture, Babylon. For the herb, no murder one. Like herbs or even herbs of Amsalaki. I words, I keep me strong. All the words to he belong. Not to the grow to me belong. Africa road, me need me land. No sell, no soul, no please, no job. Seven the gold, the covenant. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Dev na no Jerusalem. Na Steve afraid of Bukaram. Ganja fill my Okaram. Vatican a dirty one. Cause in a me dream me reach a star. Nothing for teach so preach a guan. Sit down in a me beach afar. The water deep, the beat a fart. Caporeal release was fast. Tutorials me teach a class. Seven a task a each a part. Socrates not even thought. No Rome, no Greece, no Peter Pan. No John the Crease and Easter Bun. How you eat the Easter Bun. Around the feast and beast a come. And in a me tune me fight a war. Sun a shine your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. In a me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Must be beat with beats a drum. For months to weeks, the heat a bun. Sun relief, a piece a gun. No drum, no creep around for fun. Looking around, a purge a some. Youths a town, a splurge a rum. Drink around, go murder young. Older people learn me song. Now go ease the journey long. Over evil, good belong. Rasta reason, out a plan. And ganja season, pounds and grand police. Wa beat the youth for one. Wap on streets, a smoke my cran. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart. Now me tune, me fight a war. Sun a shine, your sight afar. Up in a tomb and dead no walk. Something so cool, this kind of talk. Sitting up in a me holy ark. Riding up in a the schools apart. Giving us all a older chat. Living is just a counterpart.
Yes, Ras Maisha, fight a war. Yes, I, Rastafari, give thanks, Rastafari, for sharing this right here. Do you think, once again, it's Emerald Music, but a good tune right there. Fight to War, a theme right here in the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew Book of Numbers. Fight to War, yes, sir, a tune right there by Ross Meishan here from the Scripts.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and 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 go forth to war, with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel,
Physical war, spiritual matter. Physical war, spiritual matter. Coat of many colors, no doubt, no fear. Spiritual war, fear. Keeping of the covenant, light chaser. World flesh devil, that's a real time waster. Negative vibe, bring me down when me high. Try to keep me down, but determined to fly. Wicked I go perish, but the righteous never die. I speak from the heaven, 777 when me stepping. Thank Jack for the blessing. Prepare my soul for the sanctuary. Regain identity plus memory. Remember the mission where the Father sent me. Never disappoint me. Always here to help me. Show me and guide me. Take lead. Take control. Treading the road up straight and narrow. There are Rastafari warrior, no afraid of a shadow. Spiritually, physically up. Jaja children look but don't touch.
Spiritual war. Remember the word. The word. No weapon that is formed shall prosper. Jamali right here, with no weapon. Star Wars version. Yes, I. Rastafari, no weapon. No weapon formed shall prosper.
Hey, I see them come up against the chosen. Hey, I don't see nothing but wolves in sheep clothing. Let me tell them, except for we shall be no weapon, cause we no fear evil nor wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. So we all in Jamaica strong to bless them today to see another one. Hey, when you don't know the repercussion and you just keep on doing wrong, every day we're just in come. You're not aware of the reciprocal. Who's gonna save you from crushing on the Babylon walls when it falls? The better you give is the best you receive. Don't accept the fear. Give thanks and praise this. Now them finally see it. It's that we shall be no weapon, cause we no fear evil now we. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. Yah turn the deep into a shallow place. Shorten the days and weeks for the blessed days. Not by them still believe and have no faith. But I might always come full for talent in my days. It's up to we shall be no weapon. Cause we no fear evil, nor wicked man. Like in a torture in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon we can stop at the Armageddon. I thought we hold this Jamaica with strong. To bless another day, to see another one. Hey, be no weapon.
Then be no weapon. No weapon formed against I and I shall prosper.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yes.
Find your peace are improvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day for coming in.
Leader who taught Bob.
He was like a preacher. He preached Rastafarianism. And he had a following. He hooked up with Bob as a young boy. I think that they gelled together.
Bob looked up to him.
Oh, yes.
To all the suffering going on in Jamaica, it turned you into a militant person. Because you always have to try to find a way out of this system. And we see Rastafari as a liberationist religion.
It is prophesied that oppression make the wise man mad. And who is madder than my servant, said the Lord, our God, Rastafari.
The Rastafarian were the only true Afrocentric black people who preached self-reliance, who preached self-confidence.
But we interpret the Bible a different way. Most of these places that they're telling you about in the Bible is in Africa. The Garden of Eden is in Africa. The teaching that we get from the elders then is that we always have to look for a black man as God for we. Somebody that we can identify with.
Christ promised mankind that he will return within 2,000 years. And when he returns, he will be the King of Kings through the lineage of King Solomon and King David. Now we look out here to see who is this one man, Haile Selassie I.
Emperor Haile Selassie is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. He's our God, Rasta God. Rasta said, the purpose of life is to be happy. Everybody's supposed to be happy. And live in peace, love, and unity. Yeah, man. I think when him start take it serious now as a Rasta man was, and him start grow him dreadlocks.
Locks meant that you were a Rastafarian, and you've taken a vow. Not a right vow, not to cut or comb your hair for a certain length of time, and it has a significance, and it's not to be taken lightly.
How important are the dreadlocks?
This?
Is that part of being a Rasta?
My identity, man. Yeah, this is my identity.
Then you go through all the various rules for living as set out by the Bible, how you eat, how you live, how you treat other people. And he believed that if you practice these things, well, life would be better, not only for you, but for everyone else.
Marijuana is illegal in Jamaica, but the Rastas say they smoke it because the Bible tells them to. The book of Revelation says to partake of the herb.
Well,
herb was like a sacramental food to us. We take it for reasons, not just to get high. It puts us in a holy, peaceful, happy, inspirational mood.
Were you born as a Rasta?
I was born, you know, and growing. There was a certain amount of consciousness in myself that, you know, it was always a lonely world, not finding people who might think like me, you know. So after going on and going on and come to Kingston, meet some more people, them people is Rasta. I talk to them and find out it's the same thing I have inside. It's the same thing.
How old were you when this started to happen?
This is about 17, 18, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think in the belief or knowledge of Haile Selassie, Bob found his real father, which he never really knew.
I think he saw himself now. This is where he found himself, yes. No more about being half white or half black. It's just one love.
One love, one heart. Let's join together.
Undaunted by the driving rain, a sea of faces awaited at the Palisados Airport the arrival of a living legend. To some, he was the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, even a god. Members of a local cult, the Rastafarians, who worship this figure as a deity, were present in full force. His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia, arrived.
When the plane landed, thousands ran out to surround the plane. Some of them smoking. And the police were powerless. And Selassie came to the door of the plane, I remember, and after about 20 minutes, and he just looked and went back in. Took a long time to get him off the plane.
So he came off the plane and he grieved. I said, wait, but this is a little man. This is this little man that says, God, I'm crazy.
I sit there on my bicycle, waiting on him, and when he come up, he look right in my face. It's like him looking to everybody's face. But he look upon everyone. I remember I see that.
And he just turned his head around, and he was looking straight at me, and he did like this. Then I look, and I saw his hand, and I saw a mark in his hand. And believe you, my brother, when I saw that.
Yes. It's a little historical reflection, different testimonies of Rasta and Rastafari. You know, what ones and ones say. Some things we can agree with true, some things we might not agree with from what the teaching of His Majesty has revealed to I and I. And this is where I and I...
Keep up the teaching of His Majesty, for we no one, no devil.
So here in Luke chapter 9, verse 18, it says, and it came to pass, as he, speaking of Yeshua HaNotri, speaking of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, as he was alone praying with his disciples. His disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? Whom say the people that I am? Luke chapter 9, verse 19, the answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elias or Elijah, Eliyahu, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again, is risen, resurrected, reincarnated. Here we're in Luke chapter 9, verse 20. He said to them, but whom say ye, who say y'all that I am? Petro, answering, said, the Christ of God, HaMoshiach of Elohim. And in verse 21, Luke chapter 9, verse 21, and he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. very interesting verse that we have right here in Luke chapter 9, verse 21, and we know that Kadamawi Hanasalas, he says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So here at the groundation, yes, I rise to far out.
You find your redemption.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
This is the cry of a people who were robbed and raped from their homeland and their loved ones. A
people stripped of their culture, their dignity, their liberty, and their rights. And by the cruel and presumptuous hands of the colonial and imperialistic slavers were carved into the West, where for over 400 years they have toiled and labored, and with their blood, their sweat and tears and hands, they have built the great city of Babylon, only to be paid with the wages of the taskmaster's quick torch.
Been down too long. Yes, sir, we got to rise. We got to lift Zion ourselves up.
to the Torah, Aliyah up to higher, higher height, no one to stop an I-9 but I and I selves. That tune right there, Bunny Whaler right there, rise, rise and shine. You gotta rise, lift up I and I self to Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings Christ, rise and shine. In the tune before right there about the water is hot, Torah is Jah's direction, instruction, so we can be firmly planted, well watered like a tree.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble, I be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Discipleship radio.
So here with the third day of this Shabuah here, my the Torah, Yahweh, truth and life, yes I, for 400 years, even after the 400 years, right here.
400 years, 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 400 years.
Now, we got to move forward. That's not history, but get me forward in Yahweh, truth and life. So here on the third day, this Shabuah here for this sabbatical study for this Shabbat. I sure want to share a little reasonment right here. Here with the 37th degree of this sabbatical study, Shalach. Shalach, the Hebrew more enunciated as Shalach. Shalach, Lika. Sen, Shalach. Shalach, or Shalach. Sen, speaking to a man, Sen. Lika for the I self. So what do we have right here? Let's go over a little overview right here, making some reference to Hebrew for Christians, have a good kind of write-up. You know, some things we have to kind of emphasize or areas where maybe they didn't get it, but we get it. We of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after all, the Melchizedek. So here, we have the sin of the spies, Ukri. Let's call it what is the fookery of the spies, of the scouts, of the tourists, all right? And here we are connecting this in the Rhema word, or Rastafari Rhema word, the right now word, with the current situations regarding Shashamani, regarding the land grant, regarding we, the black people of the world, the once lost, now found over in these Americas, here, 2022, after 400 years. What can the Torah teach us? First of all, we have to learn, right, from the mistakes of the past, and learn our true story. You know, ones and ones might not be saying the Bible because of counterfeit Christianity and the whitewashing, but give us the teaching of His Majesty. So here we have in this Torah reading and feeding one of the main themes in this Shabuah, this seven, this sabbatical strong, this manna, the angel's bread, shalach lika, send for yourself. Well, it recounts, the narrative here is how Moshe, he sent 12 spies. He sent 12, one from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, 12 spies, one representative for each tribe from the region, that the region, the spot called Kadesh. What does Kadesh mean, Chaburim? Let's study to shew ourselves approved. So what does Kadesh mean? And Kadesh, referring to sanctuary and holy, but we're going to take note. Here they're in the region of Kadesh, so they move forward from Sinai. Been at the mount where the revelation of HaTorah, John's teaching, his direction, instructions, the 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim, that we hear, his imperial majesty and his advice to young people, but moreover, his advice to all is to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. These are the very same words that the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, heard. And there they were given the Torah, the Constitution. We say the Constitution and bylaws, so to speak, the laws, statutes, and commandments. But firstly, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, right? So there, they were there for about a year. And now they're moving forward, right? Time to move forward. Right, been at the foot of the mountain. Now they're moving forward, and they're in this region that's known as Kadesh. Right, from the region Kadesh to the land of Canaan, the Africanite land, the Canaanu, to do what? Why were they sent out? To search it out, to tour it, to search it, to spy out the land, and then to bring forward a report right, of its condition. Do you remember there was the Africa report, I think the 61, right, roughly around that time, 1960s, that report, the Africa report. Go to LOJS.org. You can search it out there. If anybody have it, put it in the chat. If you know where it's at, just put it in the chat for ones and ones, right? So the report, so they were sent to look at tour the land, and we have the Rastafari, heal up Douglas Mack. Point out this book to some of the members in the Ethiopian World Federation, the official membership, the constitution, the constitutional membership. You see, what we're into right now, what's happening is the same thing happened to the Israelites. Right? They came into a covenant, and then they start to like half-step and go astray from it. Right? And then also to test Jah and test Yahweh. But here we come to like the tenth, right? This tenth time, this time right here concerning the land. The land. I mean, how do some of our fellow Israelites speak of Africa and east of the river now? How do they speak about Africa? Do they spread a true report, a good report, or is a false report or an evil report? How about the 12 pioneer settlers on the Shashamani land grant, roughly circa 1970? Very interesting. 1970 and the latter day Israelites also, 1970 AD, like the One Westers. Interesting when we look at our history, right? And we study here the scriptures, right? And the Holy Spirit shows us prophecy, gives us direction, instructions. We can learn, you know, from the mistakes of the past. But anyway, the spies and the scouts, they returned about 40 days later. They start to extol the land, you know, to big up the land, right? Saying that it was indeed a fruitful, right, and Zabat, right, Zabat Chalab U Dabash, right, it was flowing, Zabat, right, Chalab U Dabash, it was flowing with milk and honey, Zabat, right, Zabat to flow, Zabat Chalab, in modern Hebrew they'll say Chalav, but in the ancient Afro-Asiatic pointing we bring out that B, Chalab, U, and Dabash, so if Chalab is milk, right, and Dabash is honey, Chalab, U, and Dabash, Chalab, U, Dabash, so it's truly a land, Zabat, Chalab, U, Dabash, in other words, they kind of affirm what Jah spoke concerning that land. However, it's always that however or that but, right? However, on the other hand, 10 of the spies, 10 of the scouts, they added to what would have been a good report, they added to that and they gave a discouraging, a disheartening report. You know, ooh, Africa this, Africa that, ooh, Shashamani this, Shashamani that. They gave a disheartening, a discouraging report. A disencouraging report indicating their own personal lack of confidence. So also about the elders, this, the elders, that. Well, let's match those elders, especially those who consider and call themselves Rastafari. We have to hold I and I itself to a higher standard because a higher calling. Right? We say that we do not behold the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We do not behold Kanamawi Hada Selassie then give us a teaching of his majesty. How interesting here we can see prophecy even being fulfilled, even in these latter days and time. However, 10 of the spies, they gave a discouraging report indicating their own personal lack of faith, lack of confidence, lack of credit, right? They discredited, right? Lack of faith that the people, right, could conquer the land. They said, it's a good land, but man, we just look at us. We just like, you know, we look at our numerical size or whatnot compared to others, right? So they discouraged the people that they could conquer the land. It was only Yehoshua, Joshua, and Caleb. Caleb is not Chalab. We heard some say, because of mispointing of the Hebrew, that Caleb, right, whose name basically means dog in a direct way, but also ferocious on that level. You know what I mean? Where's the dogs at, right? So we had Caleb. Caleb really stood up to the crowd, and they wanted to stone Caleb. But it was only 2 of the 12. Interesting. Look at the Shashamani, the settlers, the pioneer settlers, that document that was signed before the palace minister, right, in 1970, right? Count, right? Remember when the book of Numbers, right? So we're doing the numbers. There was 12 spies, right? 10 of them brought back lies, or they discouraged an evil report. And just as that, they slandered the land. Wow. Not slandered a man or slandered even God in that sense, but they slandered the land. How much slander have you we've heard from those who are professed to be Israelites concerning that land, that land, that land? Right? We said, what is it? The earth is Yahweh's, Jehovah's, right? And the fullness, all the fullness, the world and they that dwell in her. Right? So the earth is his. Right? But it's only Joshua and Caleb that kept faith. Right? They kept faith. They kept credit. They had a high credit rating, right, in Shah and Jehovah and in the people to conquer the land, to go in there and to establish themselves, right, and also in Shah's word, that yea and amen that he gave them. Now, upon hearing the report of 10 of the 12, the 10 spies, the 10 scouts, however, the people, you know what happened? You see how this word and this rumor, think about social media for a moment, what goes on in social media, right, because of what they heard. You know, what they've seen, this was the social media in the camp right here. When they came forward, right, they said a couple of so-called nice things or true things, but they discouraged the people, said it's a wonderful land. The land is flowing with milk and honey, but, man, those people there, there's giants there, you know, they'll eat us up and everything like that. We won't be able to conquer it, you know what I mean? So they decided to slander the land, right? So upon hearing that report of the 10 spies that brought back the evil report concerning the promised land, concerning the land grant, however, the people, what happened to the people? The people rebelled, right? The people rebelled. So we look at 1970. We look at all the discouraging reports we've heard of the Shashamani land, right? The disinformation. He didn't give it to the Rastafari. He gave it to we, the black people of the world, through the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated because of the request. Roughly 1940s, right? The late 40s, 48. We see from the documents and the evidence that LOJ Society, you know, that the intel has looked at the information, you know, and vetted it and verified it. But upon hearing the report of the 10 spies, however, the people, Jah people rebelled. You could say black people rebelled, right? Instead of coming out, right, of this spiritual Egypt, right, Egypt and Sodom, according to what Revelation calls this spiritual wickedness that we are in. Instead of coming out, they went deeper into it. They marched down to the obelisk, right? Right, and gave allegiance and got caught up in Paro in the American Pharaoh's compromise. Right, but anyway, after that, the people now rebelled here in the wilderness and they cried out, right, to do what? To return to Egypt. Wow. Do you see the typology? So according to the pattern, the spiritual prophecy of the narrative here in Ha Torah, right, and even our experience as black people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. Do you see? Same? Can you see it? Jah, may Jah give you sight to see and ears to hear. Now, angered, right, definitely disappointed by their lack of credit, by their low credit, right? They had low credit in Jah and Jehovah. Jah, he sought to destroy the people, right? And here in the narrative, in this 37th sabbatical study, Jah sought to destroy the people. Destruction of mankind, of the Israelite kind of mind them, right? But Moshe, but Moses, however, Moses interceded, right? Moses was like the attorneys, you know, like he went to, you know, like the plea bargain, right? Moses did a plea bargain here in the wilderness for the rebellious people because of the evil report of the Africanite, the promised land. Moses interceded on their behalf. But now when we read that section there from the Torah, you see clearly he says that to Moses, he says, like, step back, like, stand back. You know, let me destroy this people like one man. I'll destroy this people all as one man, right? Like the church, right? We're members of the one body, and he's our head. He said, destroy the whole people as one man, and I'll make a great nation out of you, Moshe. And that's interesting because in the previous Torah reading and feeding, right, we get all this rah-rah from Miriam. Miriam, at that time, she revealed her Lashon Hara, right? Her evil, ill, right? Hurtful, harmful speech. Right, talking about Moses and his Ethiopian wife. But notice what Jah says right here. He says, stand back, Moses. I'm going to destroy the people and make a great nation out of you. Right? He personalized it right there with Moshe, with Moses. And we know that Moses, his family situation, he had Sipara, Zipporah, who the scripture says was a Midianitish, since her father Jethro was a Midianite, right? And now we hear about his Cushite, his Cushite wife. And we also hear about Miriam, right, and her Lashon Hara, right? And her Lashon is the tongue, Hara, or the Rara that she said. And we know what the results and the consequences was for that. So now here, in spite of all that, Moses, he went to intercede on the people's behalf. And Yahweh, he then decreed, because of Moses' intercession, because of Moses' plea bargaining, he decreed to lengthen, right, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel's wandering in the desert to 40 years. Some say that it was like an 11-day journey or something like that, you know, from Egypt and whatnot, and even from this point right here, maybe a Shabuah in a couple of days, you know, to reach the land, right? But now, right, now they had to do a bit. The generation, the old generation, we say the old heads, the old generations, like the patriarchs who had come out of Egypt, right? So the people he brought out of Egypt, he wasn't well pleased with them, as the gospel says that he didn't bring them in. He didn't bring them into the land. Does this sound familiar? Right? So we get this whole thing between like the elders, you know, and the youths. But he chose the youths, but he had to give the youths the same instruction, and the youths had to concede, yea and amen, the truth. And according to the scripts, the next generation, their children, they even try to make it sound like, you know, the old heads that came out of Egypt, they try to make it sound like, oh, well, you know, we're doing this for the children. How often have you heard the once lost, now found black and brown people say that? You know, oh, we're doing this for the children, right? You know, for their future. It's almost the same thing we hear the children of Israel saying now, because of the lies that they heard and the discouragement they heard, right, from the heads of their tribes, the spies that were sent forward to spy out the land. So John says, all right, Moses, because of the word, and even how Moses plea bargained. You know, he plea bargained based on the 13 attributes that Jehovah revealed. I think in Exodus chapter 34, right, in chapter 34, there's 13 attributes. You know, so he appealed based on, we could say, the how does Brother Paul, Rabbi Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle to the Gentiles, Brother Paul, what he says, behold the severity, you know, like that mercy and that severity. You know what I mean? Behold the mercy. There's a mercy side, a lenient side, and there's a severe side. So we look at the attributes, and some of the attributes are like, you know, those judgment attributes, but some of the attributes are the mercy. He says that mercy triumph over judgment. And Jah already gave his judgment, right, for Moses to step back. I'll make a great nation out of you. You know, your Ethiopian wife, the Midianite, and Zipporah was there. We know that clearly they were not the same woman. Some people tried to do a little bit of, you know, scriptural King James Version acrobatics, you know, and try to say that Zipporah, the Midianite, was the Cushite. Right? Even those peoples were close and no doubt had relation with one another, they were distinct, you know, peoples. You know, even today in different hoods, people act like, well, we from this hood over here with this number, you know, and you're from that hood. So, you know what I mean? But these are different peoples here, right? But anyway, just moving forward right here, just going over a little bit here, because we have to become familiar with this and really recognize how this really helps us, especially how this will help the next generation, right? The youths. John call upon the youths because they are strong, right? So 1 year, they would now get 40 years. They took 40 days, right, to go and return, right? And because of the lies and discouragement of Jah people, it was so bad that they wanted to actually return back into Egypt. Imagine that. You talk about America this and America that, right? And you go out there and then you come back to America. Ain't that something? Wow. What happened? Who failed? Was it Jah? Was it God? You know what I mean? Was it the higher power? Or was it you? The lower power. But 1 year for each day, the spies were in the land. So that's like the whole 40 breakdown. Now, all of the faithless and that faithless generation of the Exodus over the age of 20 would be condemned to die, basically to wander. You know, they'll live. Even Josh says that your shoes and your clothing didn't wear out. I thought that was interesting in Numbers where he talks about, well, even though that generation that came out of Egypt, the old heads, you know, had that 40-year bid, right? Their clothing and their shoes did not wear out. Come on, he's not talking about we people. Come on, for real now? Right? What's really important to most ones and ones of our people, right? The lost found, right? You know, those material things, you know, those convenience and comforts. So they wandered in the wilderness for those 40 years, you know, but their clothing and their shoes, you know, didn't wear out. But everybody over the age of 20, right, would basically die by Midbar, right, in the wilderness, right, this fourth book right here, except for Yehoshua and Caleb, except for Joshua and Caleb. They were the two scouts. They were the two spies, the two tourists, so to speak, who kept faith. They kept credit. They had a good credit rating with Yahweh, hey, with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, with the Holy One. Blessed be he, blessed be the name. They had good credit, right? They kept good credit, right? Now, after hearing the judgment of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim, what happens? Do they repent? Do they say, yeah, you're right. Wow, have mercy on us. Do they do any of that? No, there's a group of them. Now, you see how things broke down. Right, even from the commandment keepers and the oneness that we had like 100 years ago in the Roaring Twenties, more of that unity broke down to all these little different groups and stuff like that. Well, there was a group, right, a remorseful Israelites. It was by the Israelite reform, the reformed Israelites, right? You know, remorseful Israelites had decided to, quote, repent, end quote. Now, put the strong quote around this repent, right? Because we know teshuvah in the Hebrew word that's used for repent, right, means shub means to turn, or like return, like to turn around. You're going the wrong way to Shuba, and you turn to the right way to Yahweh, truth and life. But there's a group of them, right, that are like remorseful Israelites. They decide to do their own like repent, you know, by what? By doing what? By admitting what they did and recognizing their ukri, right, and asking for mercy. And did they do that? Nah. What they did, they took matters into their own hands. We got to do something. They took matters into their own hands, right? Without either having the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of He who be, we be, His divine majesty. They didn't have the Ark. And we know what's in the Ark. What's in the Ark, y'all? What's in the Ark? What was, let's say it like that, what was in the Ark, right? The two tablets of testimony, the two tablets of witness. Right, the two tablets, and what was on the two tablets? The 10 words, right? The 10 words, and what were the 10 words? The Esaret HaDebarim. Also, the Ark of the Covenant, as we've mentioned before, it has a few different names or reference names. One of it, the names is called the Ark of the Testimony.
I'm going to testify.
So they didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. They decided, because they were remorseful and sad because of the verdict that came down, the sentence that came down, they basically said, well, we're going to take matters into our own hands. All right, we're going to do something. Now, you would think that they really was repenting, they was remorseful. I mean, what do you say to your parents, you know, or those who took care of you and they were over you and you assented to their authority if you did something wrong? Right, he knows about to be punished. You would apologize. Right? I'm sorry. No, I won't do that again, right? You will confess and you will forsake. You will confess and you will forsake. But nah, they decided they had to do something, right? To do something, right? They didn't have the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah or right, Moshe's leadership. They didn't have the leadership. They didn't go to Moshe and say, yo, we repent. Nah, we don't want to die out here in the Midbar, man. Nah, not in this wilderness. If we repent. We sorry. No, can you have mercy on us? You know what I mean? They could have done that, but they said, nah, we're going to do something. Brought the Ark of the Covenant and brought Moses' leadership. What did they do? They presumed. They assumed and they presumed. They presumptuously. They decided to storm. Right, to storm a mountain. Sounds like a lot of the kind of flim-flam, a lot of activity that went on in the 60s and 70s, for real. You know, because there the people had already, you know, done what these had done right here. They decided to storm a mountain, right, on the border of the land. They're going to storm a mountain on the border of the land. Wow. Now, what was that all about? All right, they're going to storm a mountain on the border of the land now. Because they are remorseful. They're sad. And this is how they're going to repent. But what happened? They were defeated by the Amalekites and the Canaanites. They were defeated by the Amalekites. You know who the Amalekites are? The Amalekites are children of Esau, right? I think that's Esau's big boy. Is that Esau's big boy? You know, remember, Esau by extension, he's extended family and all that, you know what I mean? But even sometimes your family members, you're not going to put up with all that. Let's talk about the Amalekites, right? Those who kick their butts, to really overstand, right, both the historical, the physical, the outer narrative, but also what's going on in the inner, since it's a spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual warfare. So who were the Amalekites, the Amalekawi, right? Who were the Amalekites? Let's go right here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. I think this is a little short right here, right? But it should be to the point right here. The Amalekites, Amalek. Right, Amalek. There we go, Amalek. Amalek, right? First of all, name. What is the name? Amalek. 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 It's a cough, not a cough at the end. Amalek. Amalek means warlike. Amalek means a dweller in the veil. Valley. What did Bunny Wailer say in that tune, Rise and Shine, been down in the valley too long, right? Warlike, Amalek, right? Dweller in the veil, dweller in the valley, a valley dweller. Also in the Hebrew can have a sense of that which licks up, right? That which licks up. Well, we know these Israelites, they got their, you know, they got their donkeys licked, so to speak, right? Here, Amalek, right, means son of Eliphaz. He was a son of Eliphaz. Now, even Eliphaz, the name is interesting, like in the Hebrew, right? Even when you study some of the basic words, right? Don't worry about fluency and all of that. Just get to know the Hebrew, the glyphs, right, and the words, and follow up on your studies from English. From the language, you do have a comprehension, you know, gradually, little by little. Eliphaz means Eli. Eli means like my power, right? That is to say, right, in a theological sense, like my God, my source, my power. Eliphaz. You know what Phaz is? Phaz is where we get the word pizzazz. You know what pizzazz is, right? Pizzazz is a type of gold that is like very shiny, very blingy. Bling bling. Yeah, let's call it what it is, bling bling. Right? So Amalek was the son of Eliphaz, right? Eliphaz. And Eliphaz, together, it can be interpreted as my God is bling bling. My power is bling bling. That's interesting, right? Amalek, right? He's a son. Remember, Amalek is a son. His father, Eliphaz, his name means my power, my God, Phaz, right? Eliphaz, pizzazz, pizzazz. Pizzazz is actually Hebrew, right? We say pizzazz, right? Eliphaz is the bling bling gold. My God is bling bling, right? And he was a son of Eliphaz by his concubine, right? Timnah. My Timnah, the grandson of Esau, of Esau, the grandson. So he's, Amalek is now the grandson of Esau. And when these presumptuous Israelites doing their own form of like reform or repentance, right, presumptuously try to storm that mountain on the border of the land, right, they got beat, right, by the Amalekites and the Canaanites. Right, so we now know that Amalek was the son of Eliphaz by his concubine Timnah, and he was the grandson of Esau, of Esau, according to Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 36, verse 12. That's the five cycle. That's the basic, we say the peshat, the plain view of it. Who was he? Who was he related to? Right? So we can know who's who in the zoo. Right? So Amalek here, the metaphy cycle, the metaphysical, now going from the outer to the inner type, right? Here, Esau, the second of the two truths, Hebraically speaking, Esau, he represents the body consciousness, right? He represents the body consciousness. You could say even the flesh, right? The body consciousness. From him, the Amalekites were descended, right? From him, the Amalekites. Now, Amalek, according to the meaning in the Hebrew, the basic meaning, the peshat, the plain meaning, can be brought out as warlike, or the dweller in a valley, in a veil, that which licks up or that which consumes. So licking up something, that to consume something. Almost like fire. Fire licks up. Fire burns. Right? Fire consumes. Fire eats up. But this here, in connection with Amalek and who beat these remorseful Israelites that tried to go up into the land of their own volition presumptuously, Amalek here signifies lust. Well, that which licks up, that which consumes lust. They had a strong desire. They're like, we're going to do this. They're like, we're going to do this if it kills them. And you know what? It actually, that's what happened right here. You know what I mean? When it's established, right, when lust and desire, so lust and desire is not bad. Now people say, oh, what are you teaching about lust? We say you should lust. Listen, when it says thou should not covet thy neighbor's wife, why don't you covet your own wife? Why don't you desire your own wife? You know what I'm saying? That's it. It would be a good thing to desire or covet or lust after your own wife. You know what I mean? Lust after your own husband. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing there. You know, but now lust after somebody else's, you don't have a right to what somebody else is. Get it? Right? But when it's establishing the animal forces, the primal forces, the animal forces of the subconscious mind of man, the subconscious mind of man, you know, those things that people try to, like, you know, deaden, you know, pharmaceuticals or whatnot like that, they try to deaden these aspects. The subconscious mind of man. This is the beginner. This is what gives birth to the destructive, the rebellious, and the perverted appetites and passions. Amalek's father was Eliphaz, right? Eliphaz, which means, in some senses, they say here God of strength, but we know that pizzazz is fine gold or blinging gold. So Eliphaz means that my God, my power is gold, fine gold. Thus, we get where his roots are. What's the roots of Amalek? Because remember, the scripts say that we will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Now, remember, it's a spiritual warfare. So it's not only the physical, the five cycle Amalekites, right, that we have war with, but it's these desires, right? It's these lusts. You know what I mean? We rule over, you know, we rule over the devil, right? You know, on the spiritual plane, right, on the consciousness plane. Thus, desire at its origin, desire at its very origin is good. As you know, Tawab, right, is good. Desire at its origin, at its roots, and is of Elohim, Hailahim. It's of the power of the source, of the creator. But when it's misinterpreted, when it's what? Misinterpreted, right? Loss in translation, misinterpretation, right? Misleading, falsely interpolated, right, by the carnal man, the fleshy man, the lower man, right, the semi-conscious or unconscious man, it becomes lust. And lust here is this Amalek, right, Amalek. Now, the Amalekites who defeated the rebellious Israelites, right, the descendants of Amalek, the grandson of Esau. We have Genesis chapter 14 and 7, 1 Shemuel, Samuel chapter 15, verses 6 to 8, and 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 to 18, right? We have a study to shew ourselves approved, right, as his majesty, and our Godfather and King of Kings says, so we can know the truth, right, for ourselves, get the benefit of this for ourselves, not based on our pre-existing condition because of counterfeit Christianity and all the lies and perversions they told us. Right, but here, the metaphy cycle of the Amalekites, right? The Amalekites, the base desire of the indivisible dual, which is called the individual, the base, like the low desires, the base desires of the individual. To those in spiritual overstanding and spiritual irritical good standing, that means you have a good understanding of it, right? You meditate, you got a good understanding of it, and you can clearly say you have an overstanding. Right, the fullness, right, the spiritual standing. It is clear that the veil, when it says that the Amalekites are the dwellers in the valley, right, the dwellers in the lowland, right, the valley dweller, this represents the great realm of the mind, right? When we look at the mind, there's what's known as the subconscious, right? That's where the nightmares and other things, if ones have those things, that's where that comes from, you know? That's why they use pharmaceuticals, you know what I mean, sorceries. Right, to you know, it's like the conscience, guiltiness, right? But the subconscious realm, right? The subconscious realm, right? That's what ones go to psychologists, you know, to try to help them. But the psychologist says you ain't got no soul. So imagine that. The Amalekites symbolize the animal forces, right? The animal forces. So is man an animal? Man has animal forces, right? You know, if we just overstand the reality of it, not from counterfeit Christianity, you know, that has this dichotomy that contradicts the plain teaching of the Bible. The Amalekites, they symbolize the animal forces, the animal appetite, the basic, the you know, man's brain. If you look at the brain, there's this theory, and it bears a lot of truth to it, that man is a trinity, and even his brain is a trinity. He has a reptile in him. It's called the reptilian cortex. And this is where we get our instinctual, you know, our instinctual drives from, right? It's instinct, like the fight or flight. It's not to say that it's a bad or it's a good. It all depends on how you manifest. You know what I mean? How you manifest, you know? So there's the reptilian and there's the mammalian, right? That's the next higher brain right there. Then we have the, we could say the higher mind, right? That the higher mind. That's why they say that people have the brain, right? But we only use a certain portion of our brain. The brain is the physical part. So imagine how much of our mind is still unknown to us. So the Amalekites, they symbolize the animal forces, the appetites, right? And the passions. They are warlike, right? And they are destructive, right? In their nature. They're destructive in their nature. They must be cleansed completely out of the consciousness. So how do we cleanse that completely out of our consciousness? By denial. Have you not heard? Have you not read? Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Well, the nay, nay, that's denial, right? That's the powers in man, right? The powers in man. You can affirm, right? You can deny. You can credit or you can discredit, right? Disobedience has many forms, right? Disobedience has many forms. The most stubborn is that which absolutely refuses to obey, right? In the Hebrew sense, we'll say to Shema, Shema Yisrael, to hear and to obey, to Shema. It stands up for its so-called rights, you know? People stand up for their rights, right? It tells us, right, this spirit, this force, this thought, it tells us that certain things are good for us, that the race, humanity, has always indulged in them, and that such indulgence is necessary. Is even a monesity. Such ideas, such seeds. You know, Satan, the one they call Satan, according to even the covering of guests, the teaching there is that he doesn't have no power. He can't grab, he can't seize, he can't beat. All he can do is to sow a seed in the mind, right? He just sows a seed in our mind. The seed in our mind is an idea. You know, like if you really know yourself, sometimes thoughts might rise or just come. You'd be thinking about one thing, another thought coming. You're like, what the hell? You know what I mean? And you have to deny it out of mind. Right, but sometimes people think like, well, this is my thought, and they, so this is how it happens, right? Possession is 9/10 of the law. Such ideas, right, as these are the Amalekites. They're like the weeds when Robeno, right, when Yeshua gives us the parables. They're like the weeds, right? You know, the weeds among the good wheat, right? And it's all because if you go over the parable of Robeno again, you'll recognize all because while men slept, then Hasatan came and sowed weeds. So men were sleeping, right? They were kind of woke, not so woke. They was woke and they went back to sleep, right? So such ideas as these are the Amalekites. They're down in the valley, right, in their subconsciousness, right? They have become fixed in the consciousness, and they refuse to abdicate. Right, so they don't worship the true Melech, right? You know, the true Negus. They don't worship the true Melech. They worship Molech, right? They worship Molech, right? A perversion of the reality. They are not receptive to the illumination of spirit. They're not receptive to that. You figure, I'm just going to tell this person the truth, and that's going to change. Go ahead. You'll find that some are not receptive to illumination of the spirit. Why? Because they crave self-gratification. Right, and are determined to have it by almost any means necessary. Right, they must be taken up in prayer. Right, right. We must go up in prayer and understand what truly, according to the Hebrew, prayer really is. Right, and they must be denied place in consciousness. Right, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. It's easy to say it to a person. Right, a person come to your face and say something that you don't. You know, you say this is evil. This is Satan. Get behind me. You're gonna. You know, to the person, but then the thought comes to your head, the same thought, you don't tell the thought, get behind you either, right? You just let it be, right? Now, if we do not destroy these error thoughts, so in a sense, the Amalekites beat those presumptuous Israelites, right? Because Israelites had in them the Amalek stuff, right? They had this disobedience in them, right? But that's their root right there, right? That was not the Israelites' roots, right? The Israelites' roots was obedience, was doing true teshuvah, the right way. I wonder how that would have worked out. He says mercy triumph over, right, judgment. So if we do not destroy these errors, right, these satans, right, that Elohim, the power, right, the nature of nature commands I and I to destroy, to downstroy, to deconstruct, right, to break it down, right, sooner or later they will obtain command to such an extent that they will endeavor to destroy us. I think this is where the ideas like they talk about possession and compulsive, obsessive type of behaviors come in. They actually come in little by little, right? Little by little. And they're almost like transformers. They all come together. And then before you know, it's like, wow, how that happened? Right? This is what the breakdown here, the metaphysical breakdown. Just looking at Amalek right here. Obedience, right, to Ha'adon, right, to Adawan, to Adonai, right, to the divine, the Ivine law, the Ivine direction instruction. Those principles, the words of truth, it ensures shalom, right, and joy, and it leads to the path of pleasantness and abundant prosperity, right? Like the principle goes, right? You reap what you sow. Well, I mean, we might not know it in the cities, right? And see, that's how we get cut off. We got to return to the land so we can see those basic principles that Urbano speaks about when you speak about soul and forth to sow. Most of us, we hear that it goes in one ear, goes out the next ear, because we don't really see how it manifests, because nobody's sowing anything around. Like, we don't know, like, you know, like, we don't have farm. We got concrete jungle. So we have to come out of her, my people. Yes, I, Rastafari. Let's ride up. Right here. The water, right? That water that helps us to be like the tree firmly planted is HaTorah, right? The Torah is the water. Right, from the ancient teaching, the sages liken, you know, the Torah, by looking in the Torah, right, it was a link with the water, right, direction, instruction.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten Commandments.
Shalom
Shaparim.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 19.
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults.
Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, my redeemer, my redeemer, my redeemer.
Yes, yes, yes. You're going to write with the Royal Amharic and go through the Amharic here. Today's daily psalm right here. Also have a Midrash here, a Hebrew study of today's daily psalm. Psalm 19. Psalm 19, Chavarim. Now, Psalm 19, very, very important as it points to the Ha, Torah, judge, direction, instruction. So here it's going to lead us into the grace period right here. It's a full of full of today's daily psalm here in the Royal Amharic. So stay tuned, stay tuned.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Matthew Dredd, learn the Amharic. All mansions of Rastafari, learn the language of the King of Kings, of the Sun and the Goose and the Guest. Here, have the Amharic here on the Dennis Brown, created by the Father, the Dove right here, and the speaker Abraham Chabudet.
مزمور عصر سمن بك النفس عصر زتين لما زمران عليك يداوت مزمور سمايات يأجزياب هيرن كبرين ناقران يسمايم أفر يجون سرايور كان لك أن نقرن تاوت عالك ليلي تم لليلي توك أسمت ناقران نقر يلم من ناقرم يلم دمس عجو ما يسمى دمس عجو ودم در هلو አላቾ ምስከ ዓለም ዳርቻው በነርሱም ውስጥ የጣይን ድንኳን አደረገ እርሱም እንደ ሙሽራ ከልፍኙ ይወጣ እንዳርበኛ በመንገዱ ለመሮጥ ደስ ይለው አወጣጡ ከሰማያት ዳርቻ ዙረቱም ምስከ ዳርቻቸው ከትኩሳቱም የሚሰወር የእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ፍጹም ነፍስን መግዛት የእግዚአብሔር ምስክር የታመነ ነው ሕፃናትን ጠቢባን ያደርግ የእግዚአብሔር ሥርዓት ቅን ልብንም ደስ ያለ የእግዚአብሔር ትእዛዝ ብሩህ ነው ዐይንንም ያበህ የእግዚአብሔር ፍርሃት ንጹሕ ነው ለዘላለም ይኖራል የእግዚአብሔር ፍርድ እውነትና ቅንነት በአንድነት ነው ከወርቅና ከክቡር ዕንቁ ይልቅ ይወደዳል ከማርና ከማር ወለላም ይጣፍጣል ባሪያ ደግሞ ይጠብቀዋል በመጠበቁም እጅግ ይጠቀማል ስህተትን ማን ያስተውላታል ከተሰወረ ኃጢአት አንጻኝ የድፍረት ኃጢአት እንዳይገዛኝ ባሪያህን ጠብቅ የዚያን ጊዜ ፍጹም ሆናል ከታላቁም ኃጢአት ነጻል አቤቱ ረድኤቴ መድኃኒቴም ያፌ ቃልና የልቤ ሐሳብ በፊትህ ያማረ ይሁን
yes, yes. So here, Psalm 19. According to royal order, we have Psalm 19 here. Witnesses to Elohim, witnesses to Xavier, witnesses to the sustainer. Here, in today's daily psalm, it is a twofold witness, and it's interesting here for the T to T here on the third day of the Shabuah here. We call it Testify Tuesday, where the theme is testify and testimony. Today's daily psalm is the testifiers, so to speak, to the power, to Elohim, to Xavier, to the sustainer, the true God. Here we have it twofold in today's daily psalm, revelation of the sustainer in nature and the nature of Elohim in nature, and also the revelation of Elohim, of the sustainer in Torah. All right, so the twofold revelation. Right, both within the word, within the Torah, the direction, instruction, the revelation, the witness, that witness that's a revelation, and also in the natures, in nature, right, in the elementals, in the elementals, right, in the natures, in nature.
I'm going to testify.
Tefari, Rasai Adonis Tefari here. LOJ Society line of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda Moa Andesa Machiber, an aggregation of the line of the Salanta Tainayas Terling. Tefari, Ras Yedinos Tefari, Rasai Adonis Tefari here. LOJ Society line of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda Moa Andesa Machiber, Salanta Tainayas Terling. Tefari, Ras Yedinos Tefari, Rasai Adonis Tefari here. LOJ Society line of the tribe of Judah, Yehuda Moa Andesa Machiber, an aggregation of the line of the tribe of Judah here on the Ian and the Irid. And today's daily psalm, very, very important psalm, Psalm 19 from the Metzhav Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi Kadamawi Haile Selassie, Book of the Seven Seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Haile Selassie first, Siyume Egeziawi Her Negus Neges, Ze Ethiopia. Elect of Xavier, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Now, the 19th psalm here in the sequence according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, yes, I am. Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So now we went into and we get into some of the more of the details, Hebraically speaking, and still seeking to set up the platform with the audios of the daily psalm. The psalms are so very important to the real growing in grace and the knowledge. And even when we examine I divine heritage, right, Ethiopian I divine heritage, Judeo-Christianly speaking in that sense, according to that Judeo-Christian, the roots, getting to the roots. Now we have Psalm 19, the witnesses to Egeziaviher, to the sustainer, to the good, the excellent, the generous, the open-handed father, Egeziaviher, Egeziaviher, even in Egeziaviher, right, even in that seven-letter name of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahweh, of He Who Be, Who He Be, His Divine Majesty, we have the Trinity, even there. Now, this is according to Sinai study of the ancient etymology, Ethiopically speaking. But here, let's touch on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, we're going to ride up with today's daily psalm. Now, some of the contextual background of the Mezmur Dawit, according to the Sefer Tehillim, we go into elsewhere, especially some of the topical areas of it. For example, verses 1 to 6, the revelation of Egeziaviher, of the sustainer, the good, the excellent, generous, open-handed, our Father in nature. In nature. First, we say six or so verses right there. Then we come to verse 7 to 11, the revelation of Egeziaviher, of the sustainer in Torah, in the Orit. Ethiopically speaking, we call it the Orit. Right? So we have verses 7 to 11, and this is like KJV-wise, you know, comparing and contrasting as it be. And then we have verses 12 to 14, the prayer. Elot, the prayer, Elot in the Royal Amharic, the Tefillah, but here we're studying the Amharic, comparing, contrasting the Amharic, HSV, Haile Selassie version, with the KJV, the Targum, the Targum, the interpretation in English, the final portion of the psalm, verses 12 to 14. Now, it's very, very interesting when we come to verse 13, where it speaks about presumptuous chatiyat, sins, and also the great transgression. as we pointed out, from the Sefer Tehillim, that was produced by the Yehudi, you know, the Yehudi faithful to his divine majesty. It says that the great transgression literally is rebellion. The rebellion, the rebel lion against Negus and Neges, is that Ethiopia. That's very, very interesting. Now, we know, Rastafari-wise, that this psalm, especially when we say, may the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable before the eye, in the eyesight, in the eye's perception. Yahuwah Jehovah, I and I rock, and I redeem. Right, looking at the Sefer Tehillim, and a very good study, as we say, the more deeper study, you know, getting into the deeper study, my strength, right? My strength and my redeemer, as we have in the KJV. That's that link with the sword, you know, that my rock, the rock, yes, I'm building on the rock and not on the sinking, shifting sand. So give us a teaching of his divine majesty, Ka'ai 991. No devil's philosophy. So here, the HSV, Haile Selassie version of Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, we're going to compare and contrast side by side with the KJV and zooming in and highlighting certain particular verses. Hopefully ones and ones have given ear, and hopefully we have played it already, or we'll play it in the forwards to hear the native speaker going at a kind of a lively native pace. We're going to go into some of the more, the Tebic, you know, like some of the nuances of it. This is zoom in. Right, to be as a child, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. Well, amen. So make I and I begin. Besama'av, wewelid, wamenfesed, kadus, ahadu, amlak, and jamralen. We begin in the name of the Father, of Ab, and of the Son, the Word, and of the Menfes Kadus, the Ayla, Irit, the Holy Spirit, ahadu, amlak, the one source. So today's daily psalm is themed. We have Mezmor Asara Zetain. Asara Zetain from Mezmor Dawit. Now, Mezmor Zemre Zamer. In the Hebrew, we have the Zamer. Hebraically, we say Mizmor. It's pointed as Mizmor. Here we have Mezmor. But what is a Mezmor? It's a witness, right? It's a chant, a vocal intonation, a vocal chant and praise, the words of I and I mouth. It's like the eyes is I, the eyes is I, you know, in that cadence. And we can also compare that as well with the, you know, with the Kedase, the liturgy of the true church and the professing church of his divine majesty, speaking about the EOTC, right? The Tawahido Aviata Christiana, the Beta Christiana, as it is called. But here, the theme of today's daily psalm is more Asara Zetain, which is 19, Asara, 10, Zetain, 19, Asara, Zetain. The theme is, Egziavihar Yetzidik Tzahai. Egziavihar Yetzidik Tzahai. Tzahai, Tzahai, Son, the Son. The Son of Righteousness, the Son, speaking of the Son, S-U-N, the solar, in that sense, the Son, Tzahai, learning to read the Hebrew sign language. Exiavihir, the sustainer, Yodhei, Wehei, Yahweh, Yahweh, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, Ab, is the Tzahai, the Son, Yetzidik, of righteousness. Now, let's note this right here, the word Tzidik. The word Tzidik, also we have Zedik, Zadok, also some say Zadok. We had mentioned this even in the previous, the Kiddushin, Kiddushan, the 30th, the Shalosha Torah portion concerning Tzidik. Tzidik in the G'ez is truth, is truth. Right? It refers to truth. In Amharic, we would say Eunet, right? And we have Emet, Emet in the Hebrew, Emet, right? For the word truth. But Tzedek is righteousness, and Tzedek is truth in the good. So just note that. So here the theme may be translated and interpreted, you would say it's interpreted as Exiavihar, the sustainer, is the Son, right? The Son of truth. But the Son in the sense of the S-U-N, Son, or the solar, the soul. We go back to the Latin, the soul, S-O-L. Now, is that the same as the soul of Nefesh? No, it's not only in the English. So we're coming out, come out of her job people. So give us the teaching of his majesty. So here we have Exiavia Siddiq Sahai, that the sustainer is the solar of truth, the sun of truth, the sun, the solar sun of truth, the Sahai, the Siddiq Sahai. In the Sefer Tehillim, we have the witnesses. This psalm is themed, the witnesses to Elohim. and Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh, Yahweh. These are names that are also known to the most Yehudi, Hebraic, or Jewish of the churches, speaking of the EOTC, getting to the roots. Now, we know there was a rebellion, apostasy. We get into that in verse 13 of today's Daily Psalm, the great transgression, rebellion against the King of Kings, as the Sefer Tehillim and the notes within the Yehudi, the Judaic Psalter actually says, the great transgression. Right, so it's interesting how all these things have been witnessed, even in these latter days and times of the world flesh and the secular, the satanic seclorum. But let's first of all begin off here at the beginning, just with that little overview right there of the title. And here we have the superscription. This you would find in your Bibles, right? You will find this for the chief musician, a psalm of David, of Dawit, here by Marinya, the Metzhaf, Kedus, and Negus, Neges, Le Mezemran Aleka, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Le Mezemran Aleka, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Le for Mezemran, the Zemran, so we have the Zemre, Mezmor, the chanters, the intonators, you can say in a sense the musicians, the Aleka, the chief of the musician, the musical director, the musical leader, Le Mezemran Aleka, Ye Dawit of David, the well-beloved, Ye Dawit of David, Mezmor, a chant, right, the intonation, also getting to the his roots, a witness, right? Uter And, verse 1. Samayat ye egziyavi harinna kubur ye nagralu, ye samayim atafer ye ijunna sara ya waral. The heavens declare the glory of Egeziavihar, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Samayat, ye Egeziavihrinna kubur, yinagralu, ye samayim atafer ye junna saraya waral. Samayat, heavens, the heavens, samay, a singular heaven, samayat, the heavens, samayat, ye Egeziavihrin, kubur, the kubur, the kubur. Kubr, the glory, the honor, the celebration. Yeah, Egeziav, you heard of Egeziav, you have the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed father, the glory. Now, it connects with the kavod in the sense of gravity, right, of his divine majesty. The heavens, inagaralu, inagaralu. They declare in the sense that they speak, in the sense that they tell. They tell of his glory, the heavens. Now, here's an interesting note for the Chabarim, the Machabertenyo, Tzedek, the disciples and the fellows, is that the word Samayat, it was Samayawi. Samayawi is the word for blue. Interesting. Samayat, heaven. Samayat, ye'egziyavi harin kubri, ye'nagralu, ye'samayim tefer. Now, here we have ye'samayim, samay. Ye' of samay, a heaven. Ye'samayim, and of heaven, tefer, the tefer. Afar, the firmament of heaven, the firmament of heaven, ye ijun, ijun, ij, ij hand, iju, his hand, ye ijun, sarah, ya waral, sheweth his handiwork, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork, or the work of his hand. The work of his hand, ya waral, it newses it, it broadcasts. An interesting connection with the word hawariya. Like an apostle, in a sense, you know, to news, like instead of a good news, it speaks, it tells on that level. It newses, in that sense, it sheweth. Yes, samayim tefer, ye ijunna sara, ya waral. And note this, in the Royal Amharic, yes, we have the J. Oh, yes. Yes, samayim tefer, ye ijunna sara, ya waral. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Ken lek ena negrina tawet alech. Leilitim le leilita uketina tenagralech. Day to day uttereth speech, and night to night sheweth knowledge. Yes, we don't say unto, because un means not. So day to day uttereth speech. Ken leken negrin tawet alech. Ken day leken today negrin. Negrin, interesting. Negr is like a thing in sense of matter. It could be a word, a conversation, or a subject matter. Negrin. Negrin. Negr. Negr. Negrin. Kawet alech. It brings it. She brings it out. Right? Day to day. Right? The matter, she brings it out. Day to day uttereth speech. Leilitim and night le leilit. The leilit. So we have the ken, the day. And we have the leilit, the night, or like from the leila, the other, the shadow state, but leilitim, leilit, uket, uketin, tenagralech. She, notice it says that she, tenagralech, she sheweth, she telleth, right? Night to night, she telleth the Uket, 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 knowledge, Ethiopic gnosis, the Uket, Leilitim, Leilit, Uketina, Tinagralech, Uter source, verse 3. Negr yelem, menagrim yelem, gintachawim aysemam. There is no speech, nor language where their voice is not heard. Negr yelem, negr, a speech, a conversation, a matter, yelem, yelem, there's not. Negr yelem, menagrim yelem, and there's no telling. There's no telling, there's no matter, there's no telling. There's no matter, there's no telling. Negr yelem, menagrim yelem. Translated in the KJV as, there's no speech, no language. It'll be more like there is no speech, there is no language. Negar yelem menagrim, like to say speaking or telling, menagrim and menagrim, and telling, menagrim yelem. Dimtachowim, dimtacho, dimt, dimt, voice, dimtacho, their voice, dimtachowim, and their voice, aisemam, 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 is not heard. Now, KJV has where their voice is not heard. Matter there is not, and telling there is not, and their voice is not heard. Aisamam kuter arat, verse 4. Dimtacho odemidr huluk alachowemiska alem darcha wata. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world, KJV has. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Now, here's what's very interesting. That part right there, that is, if you look at KJV, you look at your Bibles right now, there's two lines that's part of the fourth, Kutr Arat, the fourth verse. So it says, their line is going out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Dimtacho, wada midr huluk alachowim, iska alem darcha wata, wata, goes out in the sense of emanates. Emanates, word, sound, power, dimtacho, wada midr huluk alachowim, iska alem darcha wata. Their line is going out, their line, right? Now, here's what it says, Bamarinya, it says, Dimtacho, and their voice, Rede, towards Midr, Midr, the Midr, the earthly plane, Midr Hulu, to all the earthly plane, their sound, Dimtacho, Rede, Midr Hulu, Kalachowim, and their word, Kalacho, Kalacho. And their word. Now, what's interesting in the Hebrew, the kal of the kol is also word. So kal is the word in Amharic, and you say the Ethiopic to that extent, but in the word of Amharic, but it also can mean like word and sound. So here we have the voice, them tacho with the midr hulu, their voice, their voca, right, is going out. Or bamarin, we have kalacho wimiska alem to the world, darcha. Darcha, to the end of the alem, what has come out, gone out. But this is the word, interestingly enough, this is the word for emanate. Now, according to teaching the magic, that man is not emanated from a deity. Why? Because he says in his word that we were created in the image and after likeness, the word, sound, and power that radiates or emanates from I and I and we, like heat emanates from a fire. Right, and the light as well from the light source. Verse 5. Now, here's where the second part of verse 4 is actually connected in the Metzav Kedus and the Mezmur Dawit and in the Psalms of David, according to the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus. This is really a part of this verse in the Amharic. So the part where it says, in them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. If you look at the KJV, it actually has a comma after sun. Pay attention. That's the price of the truth. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the S-U-N, sun. Be in them, within them, wist in them, yet a hyen, yet a high, son, yet a hyen dinquan, adarrege. In them hath he set a dinquan, tent, for the tahai, yet a hyen, and of the son, dinquan, tent of the son, adarrege. He did, in that sense, he did. Right, he done did it in them. But in our sum wista yet ahayin din kwana darrega, our sum and he
and he himself and none other Al-Sum. And he Inda, like Inda Mushera, Mushera, Inda Mushera, who is as a bridegroom, Ka'il-Finyu, Il-Finyu Yewattal, who is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, that inner chamber, Il-Finyu. The Il-Fin, Il-Finyu, his Il-Fin, Ka'il-Finyu Yewattal, Inda Arbenya, the Mengedu, Lemerok, Tesilawa, and rejoiceth as a strong man, as a Arbenya, as like a patriot, an Arbenya, a strong man. In the Arbenya, be Mengedu, Menged, way, Mengedu, his way, be Mengedu, in his way, right, or in the sense of in the way, lemerot, to run. Be Mengedu, lemerot, to run in his way, to run in his way, the way. Tesilawal, tes, happiness illawal, says happiness. In other words, interpreted as rejoice. And rejoices and is happy in the Arbenya as a strong man, as a patriot, the Mengedu Lemarot, to run in his way. Tesilawa, Lukutar Sidist, verse 6. Sidist. Awat atua kasamayat darchano, zoretu miska darchachono, katikusatua mayamisawari yellem. His going forth, forward, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit to the end of it, and there is nothing, nothing, nothing hid from the heat thereof. Katikusatum yemisawar yellem. Awetatu, awetatu, his coming out, his going forth. Remember from the word weta, the word to emanate. Awetatu, remember the theme of this psalm is the gaziyavi hariyel tzedek atzahai, that the sustainer is the son, S-U-N, son of tzedek, tzedek, righteousness, the sense truth. He in Kutar Siddis, it says awetatu, his going like to and fro, his going to and fro, kasamayat, kasamayat, from the heavens, darchano. Barchano, his going forth is from the end of the heavens. Now here in the Metzav Kedus, it has Samayat, which is heavens. Now here's what's interesting. We talk about, you know, the true shape of the earth, you know, the earthly plane, something with a flat earth and so forth and so on. Not flat, flat, but the plane. The earth is not a planet. The earth is a plane. And this right here really proves it right here. Almost similar to almost like a record where the needle goes to the center, like the North Pole. Then it goes to the edge, right, the South Pole. Or it starts out, you put the needle down on the edge of the record. And then it, as it plays, it goes to the center. And sometimes on the old record players, it will go back to the edge. This is exactly what is spoken of here when we consider, you know, the witness to Exiavihar and the heavens. No, his going forth is from the end of the heavens. Zoretum, Zoretu, Zoretu, the circuit, the Zor, like Mizor, you know, was going around and around. Zoretum, Zoretum, and his circuit, Zoretum, his Zoret, Zoretu, Zoretum, Iska Darchachona, and his circuit to the ends, to the ends, Iska until reaching to Iska Darchacho, Darcha, the end, Darchacho, the end, Nau, he is, it is, Katikusatum, from his heat and from his heat, from his Tikusat, Katikusatum, and from his heat, Yami Sawar, that which is hidden, Yellem. And there's nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now, as we mentioned, the first six verses speaks of the revelation of a Gaziyavihar in nature, and especially in the heavenlies. Yes, I praise be his divine majesty. Now, as we pick up right here in verses 7 to 11, we talk about the heavens in the first six or so verses, and here from 7 to 11. 7 to 11 is the revelation of a Gaziyavihar of the sustainer, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, in Torah, in the Orit, which is the Ethiopic Torah, the directions, instruction. First, revelation of a Gaziyavihar, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous Father, the sustainer, in the Netcher, in the Netcheru, particularly speaking of the Samayat, the heavens, and now the revelation we have in Torah, in the Orit, speaking of here at Kuter Sebat,
Kutr Sabat, verse 7. የእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ፍጹም ነው ነፍስን ይመልሳል የእግዚአብሔር ምስክር የታመነን ሕፃናትን ጠቢባን ያደርጋል The law of እግዚአብሔር is perfect የእግዚአብሔር ሕግ The Torah, the Hig, Yegziyavihar Hig, Fitzum, Fitzum is perfect, is complete, Fitzum, Nau, it is, he is. Ha Torah, the direction, instruction of Yegziyavihar is perfect. Nefsin, Nefs, the soul, the psyche, Yemelisal, converting or returning the psyche, returning the soul, returning the psyche. Here KJV says the law of the Lord of Yegziyavihar is perfect converting, the sense of converting, the return of the soul, Yemelisal, the converting of the soul. The testimony of Yegziyavihar is sure. Misakur Yegziyavihar, Misakur Yetamenenno, Yetamenenno is sure, always faithful, always sure. So Tamene, Tamen, like the Ras Taman, always faithful, always sure, Yegziyavihar, Misakur, Yetamenenno. The testimony, right, the Misakur, the witness, the testimony of Yegziyavihar, Misakur, Yetamenenno. It's Anatin, Ebiban Yadargal. Hitzan is like an infant. Hitzanat is like infant or little children. Hitzanatin, little children. Here KJV has making wise the simple. Hitzanatin, the little children, the infants, and to say, Hitzanatin, Tebiban, wise ones, ones with Tibet, with wisdom, the Ethiopic for Chokmah, the Tebiban, wise ones, Hakim, Yadargal, he makes even the little infants, wise ones. A comparison of this psalm right here would be to Psalm 8, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, hast thou ordained strength. In the ancient and the Mitzvah of Kedus, instead of ordained strength out of the mouth of babes and suckling and infant, suckling children, the babes. So this could also be interpreted as making wise the babes. It's anatin tabiban yadargal, because the praise is, the eyes is, kuter cement. Verse 8. Yegziyavihar sarat kinno, libnima desa yasinyal, yegziyavihar tizazab ruhno. Aynanim Yabral. The statutes of Yegziyavihar are right, rejoicing the heart. Yeah, Yegziyavihar Sirat Kin are right, straightforward, right. The Sirat, the ordinances, the Sirat, Yegziyavihar Sirat, statutes, ordinances, Yegziyavihar Sirat Kinno. Lib, the heart. Libnim, and the heart. Des Yasenyal, rejoicing, causing happiness, saying happy, causing des, happiness, rejoicing to the heart. Libnima des Yasenyal, Yegziyavihar Tizaz, the commandment of Yegziyavihar, Yegziyavihar Tizaz, Bruhno. So here we have the commandment of the sustainer is, KJV says, is pure. Enlightening the eyes. Aynanim yabral. Here, bruh is like light. Bruh, it's enlightening. Bruh is bright, pure light, enlightening. Yegziyavihar tizaz bruh no. Aynanim yabral. And the eyes, the eye, literally is singular eye, that eye, right? Aynanim, and the eye, yabral, causing light, causing illumination. So the commandment, the tizaz of Yegziyavihar is bright, enlightening, pure light. Aynanim, and the eye. The eye, Yabral, enlightening the eye. Yes, I, Rastafari, Kuter Zekeng, verse 9. Yegziyavihar Furhata Nitsuhinno, Lezlalema Yinoral, Yegziyavihar Furda, Unetina Kineta, Beand Netino. The fear, respect, or the reverence of Yegziyavihar, of sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous Ab, Father, is clean. enduring forever, forever. Yeah, because Yahweh had Ferhata Nitzuhno. Nitzuh is innocent, it's clean, it's pure. Nitzuh, Nitzuhno. He is, it is, the respect of it, because Yahweh of the sustainer is clean. Lezalalem, Yinoral. Lezalalem, Lezalalem, forever to the Lezalalem. Alem, Yinoral, enduring forever, living forever, always faithful, always sure, enduring forever. Yeah, because Yahweh Hereford, Unetina, Kinnet, Beandnetna. KJV says the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous. All together. Bamarinin the Metzav Kedus and Negus and Neges. It says here in Kuter Zeteng, verse 9, the second part. It says, Yeah, Yahweh Her of the sustainer Furd, the Furd, the Furd, the judgment. Unet, 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 true. The objective reality, his judgment is the objective reality. Unet ina and unetina kininet. Kininet. Here Bamarinya kin. Remember what it says right in the early verse says it had kin. Kin, which verse was that where it had kin speaking on it was verse 8, the previous verse. Exiavia Sarata Kin. Exiavia Sarata Kin. Here we have kininet. So it says the statutes of the sustainer are right in verse 8. Here in the second part of verse 9, it says the judgment of Exiavia are true, or is true, in the sense of is true. Yeah, Exiavia Furda Unetina Kininet, and his rightness, straightforwardness. Rightness and straightforwardness. Rightness in that sense. Not righteous in the sense of civic in that sense, but here straightforwardness is truth, the objective reality, and straightforwardness. Unetina kininet be andinetino. Be andinet, andinet. Oneness. And one andinet oneness be andinetino. In oneness it is. Kut al asr, verse 10. Kawarkina kakabura in kwe yilika yiwa dadal. Kamarina kamara wilalema yitafutal. More to be desired are they than gold. Kawarkina kakabura in kwe yilika yiwa dadal. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Kamarina kamara wilalema yitafutal. Ka from work, 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 gold. Kawark ina, from gold ina, and ka kubura in kwe. Ka kubura in kwe. Now, kubura is to say like an honorable stone, an honorable gem on that level, from gold and from honorable gem. You lick more than that. You wed the dal. You wed the dal. It is loved. It is loved. Now, KJV says more to be desired. Right, more to be desired. It is love. Wedda towards wedda down. The principle in the ancient Ethiopic science, the principle of attraction. Yeah, wedda down. It is desired. It is loved. More to be desired are they than gold. KJV says, yea, than much fine gold. Bamarinya kawark inna from gold and ka kubur in kwe yilik. The kubur in kwe, from the honorable gem, honorable stone, more than that, you wed the dal. Kamarna, mar, honey. Kamarna, from honey, more than honey, from honey, more than honey, na, and kamara walalam. Kamar walalam, walala, walala. And honey and the honeycomb, yitaftal is sweeter. He is sweeter. It is sweeter. Yitaftal. Kut alasara and. Verse 11. Bariyah degmo. Yitakawal. Be matabakume ijiga yitakamal. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Bariyah. Bariyah servant. Bariyah. The eye servant. The eye slave. Bariyah degmo. Also, moreover, also, the eyes male servant, yitebkawal, tebeke, to keep, to be protected, almost like to be warned, to be cautioned. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, bemetebekum, and in the keeping and the guarding, same word used like to keep, the Sabbath, and the keeping and the guarding of them, bemetebekum, ijig, very much, ijig, yitekamal, very much beneficial. Is beneficial very much in the keeping of them. Now, let's note this right here. These verses here concern the revelation of Egziavi of Zaina, Yahweh, Jehovah in HaTorah, in the Torah, in the directions, in the instructions, thus give us a teaching of His Imperial Majesty. What do we have here? We have here in these verses the law, Jah law. We have Jah testimony, his precepts, the statutes, right? We have the commandments. We have the reverence, the respect, right? The ordinance, the judgments, and all together. That's what says, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than the precious gem, right? Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant, thy baria warned or cautioned, and in the keeping of them, there is great reward. In the keeping of them, it is very beneficial. It's very useful, very beneficial. Now here, as we come to the fulfillment part of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have verses 12 to 14. It's a shelot, a prayer for prayer for Jah's help. In these verses right here, picking up with verse 12. Kuter Asara Hulet. Sehitatin manya sa taulatan? Katasawarrahatiata antsang. Who can understand his errors? Sehitat. His satir. Sehitat. Sehitatin manya sa taulatan? Manya sa taulatan. Who can understand his sihitet? Sihitetin? Man, who? Man, yasatolata? Cleanse thou I, from secret faults. KJV has in this verse, Kutar Asara Hulet, verse 12. Katasawarre hatiat antsang. Katasawarre. And from that which is tesawarre, that which is hidden, khati'at, from hidden akari, from hidden sin, from hidden akari, lack, forfeiture. Katasawarre khati'at, ants'ain, cleanse'ain, ants'ain, ants'a, cleanse'ain, ants'ain, cleanse thou I from secret akari. Katasawarre khati'at, ants'ain, kutarasara, sourced, verse 13. Ye different khatiyat in dai gezanye baria hina tabik yezian gize fitsum honalo katala qol khatiyat anasalo keep back thy servant also from presumptuous khatiyat ye different interesting word boldness different in some cases that word often has been also used in modern Amharic in some sense of sexual violations for rape, right? But here it means a boldness, right? You're different, of boldness. You're bold. You're different, khati'at. Sins, akari of boldness, presumptuous akari, presumptuous lack, presumptuous sin, forfeiture, presumptuous missing the mark. You're different, khati'at and dai gezain, so that it does not rule I. So you see, presumptuous sin, you know, when many ones and ones, even among I and I, say certain things and not humbling themselves to study the teaching of His Majesty. I got to say this right here. I heard some folks say, well, Rastafari is not a religion, and they go against religion, right? And they say, well, it's not a religion, it's a culture. Then the next group say, it's not a culture, it's a reality. And I say, well, Jah, why do they say that? He said, because then they can say, see, look, I'm real, so I don't have to study and shew myself approved. That's a different khatiyat. You're different khatiyat in thy gezang. Bariyahin tabik. Bariyah, the iron male servant. Bariyahin tabik. Keep, protect. Protect your, the I servant, the I male servant. You're different khatiyat in thy gezang. So that presumptuous, bold akari. Ones and ones who claim to be Rastafari, talking contrary to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, and then claim, say the name. Is that not a bold akari? Keep back, keep, 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 protect thy servant also from bold uckery. Yezian Gizeh, Yezian Gizeh, in that time, Fitzum, Ehonalo, in that time I shall become complete, perfect, Fitzum. And then you have another uckery. We say, oh, oh, nobody's perfect, hey, nobody's perfect. Keep back, thy servant, from bold uckery. Let them not have dominion. And thy gazang, let them not have dominion over me, over I, Yezian Gizeh. And in that time, Yezian Gizeh, and in that time, then shall I be upright, Yezian Gizeh, Fitzum, Fitzum. Fitzum means to be complete, to be perfect. When Gepachin, Methanetachin, Jesus Christos, when he said, Tefetzame, it is fulfilled. It is perfect. Then shall I be upright. Here's translated as upright. The Fitzum is perfect, complete. Nothing over, nothing lacking. Perfect, as he created us in his image after his likeness. And I shall be innocent. Innocent from the great transgression. Katalakum. Katiat. Innetzalo. Katalakum. Talak. Great, important, talaku, the great, the important, katalaku, from the great, the important, katalaku, and from the great, the important, hatiyat, the great, the important, uckery, hatiyat, hatiyat, in that salo, I shall be clean. I shall be clean in the sense of I shall be innocent. Remember the verse before? Katasawarra chatiata ansanye, cleanse thou I from secret uckery. Here, katalakum chatiata netzalo. And I shall be innocent, clean from the great transgression. And the note here is the great transgression is the rebellion against the King of Kings. The great transgression is rebellion against the King of Kings. See, this is a very key verse here, verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous, bold uckery. See, this is distinct from errors. When the basic side of the human man's nature prompts him to do what he knows is wrong, I beg to restrain I, begging source, the sustainer in I, to restrain I. You see, the Hebrew and in the Afro-Shemitic elsewhere, it means presumptuous men. There's the idea of bold men. Right? But there's the bold men and their bold uckery, right? The bold men are the arrogant, the godless, the rasha, as it were, the kufu, right? If that is what's intended here, the prayer is for protection, the guidance, protection from their downpression, the downpressing, which may lead him and I and we to doubt at Gaziabi here, never that. That's why this verse is such a strong, beautiful verse. Kutar Asara. Source, verse 13, Yedifret chatiyat in thy gezang, bariyahin tavik, izyan gizeh, fitzum honalo, katalakum chatiyat in the tzalo, kutara asara arat. Verse 14. Avetu, redeti, medchaneti, yafek alina, yelive asa befite, yamare yehun. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, Abetu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, my strength, and my redeemer, Abetu, red ete. This here in the world of Hark is kind of a gutters type of construct, but this word means help, my help. Redeate, help, assistant, helper. Redeate, redeate, redeate. Medhanite, medhanite, or some might say medanite. Medhanite, medhanit, medicine, savior. Medhanite, my medicine, my savior. Medhanite. And my medicine and my savior, Abir, to my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Red Eite, my helper, Medchanite, and my savior, my medicine, my salvation. Yeah, Afi Kalina, Yelbe Asab, Befiteh, Yamare, Yehun. Yeah, Afi, of my mouth. Yeah, Afi Kal, Inna. of my mouth, word, the al, the vocal, the word, sound, the word of my mouth, yafik alina, inna, and yelibiri, and of my heart, asab, asab, and the thought, the thinking, the meditation, the reckoning of my heart, hatikali, befitih, befitih, in your male perception, speaking directly to he who be who he be, in your face, in your sight, in your presence, in the way that you see things. Befitih, yamare, yamare, yihun, be acceptable, be amare, be amare, amare, yamare, yihun, be acceptable in thy sight, Avitu, my strength, my helper, and my redeemer, and my savior,
and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior, and my savior.
Let the message touch up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But I want the next verse with Amalek. But I want the next verse with Amalek.
Yeah,
because we want a song for.
Yes, Bob Marley right there with Amharic tune right there he was working on. He said he wanted another verse in Amharic right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 19, here from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus, may the speaker Abraham Chabuda. Yes, I, the word in the Bab, right here.
Mazmur Atrasimin, Bekenif Atrasatay. Lamazamran Alek Ah, Yedawit Mazmur. ሰማያት የእግዚአብሔርን ክብር ይናገራሉ የሰማይም ጠፈር የጁን ሥራ ያወራል ቀን ለቀን ነገርን ታወጣለች ሌሊትም ለሌሊት ዕውቀትን ትናገራለች ነገር የለም መናገርም የለም ድምጻቸውም አይሰማም ድምጻቸው ወደ ምድር ሁሉ ቃላቸውም እስከ ዓለም ዳርቻ ወጣ በእነርሱም ውስጥ የፀሐይን ድንኳን አደረገ እርሱም እንደ ሙሽራ ከልፍኙ ይወጣል እንዳርበኛ በመንገዱ ለመሮጥ ደስ ይለዋል አወጣጡ ከሰማያት ዳርቻ ዙረቱም እስከ ዳርቻቸው ነው ከትኩሳቱም የሚሰወር የለም የእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ፍጹም ነው ነፍስን ይመልሳል የእግዚአብሔር ምስክር የታመነ ነው ሕፃናትን ጠቢባን ያደርጋል የእግዚአብሔር ሥርዓት ቅን ነው ልብንም ደስ ያሰኛል የእግዚአብሔር ትእዛዝ ብሩህ ነው አይንንም ያበራል የእግዚአብሔር ፍርሃት ንጹህ ነው ለዘላለም ይኖራል የእግዚአብሔር ፍርድ እውነትና ቅንነት በአንድነት ነው ከወርቅና ከክብር እንቁ ይልቅ ይወደዳል ከማርና ከማር ወለላም ይጣፍጣል ባሪያ ደግሞ ይጠብቀዋል በመጠበቁም እጅግ ይጠቀማል ስህተትን ማን ያስተውላታል ከተሰወረ ኃጢአት አንጻ የድፍረት ኃጢአት እንዳይገዛኝ ባሪያህን ጠብቀኝ የዚያን ጊዜ ፍጹም ሆናለሁ ከታላቁም ኃጢአት ነጻለሁ አቤቱ ረድኤቴ መድኃኒቴም ያፌ ቃልና የልቤ ሐሳብ በፊትህ ያማረ ይሁን
አሜን አሜን አሜን
princes shall come out of Egypt Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yes. I'd like to share this right here. Don't know whether we're going to get a strike for it or not. Some of the tunes sometimes we're not monetized, so all of the whatever revenue or whatever will go to like the artists, you know, that's only what's right. and accurate. You know, but sometimes some tunes, they take exception to them, and they try to block it, give us like a red on it. But here, we're going to ride this up right here. St. Peter, Peter Tosh, from the quote there from Luke chapter 9. He says, well, who do people say I am? Like, who do people say, Kadamala Hadassalazi, Nainai Rastafari be? Right, well, who do we say he be and who we be? So here, Peter Tosh, right here.
Let Jah be free. The goose and the God, let Jah be free. The Daniel Lamb, let Jah be free. Let him be free. Let him be free. You better let him be free. Watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for him. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like
Peter Tosh right here with a Giavia It's a rare tune right here, and we hope that they don't give us any trouble on the YouTube. This tune right here. But Xavier, very rare right here. Xavier, the name Xavier, according to some of the ancient Ethiopian Hebrew manuscripts, Xavier is the primordial name, right? Primordial before the world name of Yahweh, Jehovah. Gonna bring that out. You know, but just meditating here that, you know, of all the singers and players, you know, those who have done tunes, you know, with we could say the Ethiopian Hashem, you know, Simun, you know, Xavier, you know, this is a real one, especially for the time that it was done, you know, prior to, what was it, 1980 something. Yeah, was that it? Can, but they martyred I and I, brother, for the testimony. Many will be martyred. And so this is one of the truer, right, prophets of Rastafari. I'm going to ask the question among the reggae artists, you know, say prophet. How can you call yourself a prophet and you don't really know the Bible? You know what I mean? I study in the teaching of his majesty and giving glory to that which he give glory to. After all, you carry the namesake. But here, St. Peter Tosh, did early on this tune here, Xavier, primordial name of Yahweh, Yahweh, right here, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Very interesting, my brothers and sisters. You know, so let's pray, true prophets, you know, those who really put forward that word. And if you study Bob Marley, you study Peter Tosh, Jacob Miller. You know, even our brother, you know, we don't know what the situation is, you know. We hear that it should be good news, but still there's a lot of COINTELPRO, you know, a lot of fakery, a lot of fake pictures and disinformation that's going on there. Of course, we're speaking about our prayers, B5 and I, brother, you know, Sister Kalungi, a.k.a. Miguel Collins, in this situation, and also the family of Culture. I don't know what the true position of all these things are, but it's kind of just interesting. You know, we think about, you know, those who really minister that word, and even ones like Vaughn Benjamin, Ake Becker, a.k.a. Midnight. You know, like in some region, we get even more of his tunes up here. One tune that we played actually got like kind of anonymous, kind of a strike. You know, when I strike, but basically you can't play that. While all the artists, we play their tunes and it says, well, you know, we don't receive no monetization, but the artists or the company, whatnot, will receive that. We think that's only right and fair. After all, studying Torah, it is what is right and fair. But to disseminate the music, you know, the reggae music, the king's music. But here, let's segue at this point right here. You know, I'm going to share a little bit of this audio clip because a lot of the audio clips and bits and bytes that we have, even from Sister Kalungi and others, you can see his focus on bringing out, you know, the true teaching of his majesty or the scriptures, you know, a.k.a. HaTorah. And this is no different on the linguistics language.
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language. Learn the Twi. Learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Temerians. Learn them languages there. Learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
The English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality. Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
So what we have right there is from Judgment Yard. It's an older record right there. Sister Kalungi and other brethren at Judgment Yard. Reciting the Hebrew Aleph Beit, you know, the basic of the Hebrew alphabet right there. You know, remember that in the scripture, I'm talking about the martyrs. Martyrs mean you witness, right? They say were ones who witnessed the truth. And because that truth they witnessed, many of them were persecuted, and many of them were martyred and killed, in essence. But the martyr, in its essence, is one who testify and one who be a witness. Well, here. Let's write up the Hebrew of today's daily psalm here on the Created by the Father, Dennis Brown. Dub right here. Native speaker, reader, Abraham Shmuelov. Yes, I.
מזמור י"ב למנצח מזמור לדוד. השמיים מספרים כבוד אל, ומעשה ידיו מגיד הרקיע. יום ליום יביע עומר, ולילה ללילה יחווה דעת. אין עומר ואין דברים, בלי נשמע קולם, וכל הארץ יצא קבם, וקצה תבל מליהם, לשמש שם אוהל בהם. והוא כחתן יוצא מחופתו, יסיס כגיבור לרוץ אורח. מקצה השמיים מוצאו, ותקופתו על קצותם, ואין נסתר מחמתו. תורת אדוני תמימה משיבת נפש, עדות אדוני נאמנה מחכימת פדי. פיקודי אדוני ישרים משמחי לב, מצוות אדוני ברא מאירת עיני. יראת אדוני טהורה עומדת לעד, משפטי אדוני אמת צדקו יחדיו. הנחמדים מזהב ומפז רב, ומתוקים מדבש ונופת שופים. גם עבדך נזהר בהם, בשומרם עקב רב. שגיאות מיבין, מן נסתרות נקני. גם מזדים חסוך עבדך, אל ימשלו בי אז איתם. וניקיתי מפשע רב. יהיו לרצון אמרפי, והגיון ליבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי.
Let's go through this. That was one speaker right there on today's daily psalm. We'll go through this right here, verse by verse. Yes, I, but once again, the basic Aleph Beit, the alphabet.
Mizmor Ledawi, a psalm, a chant, and praises of David. Hashemayim amesaparim akovod el, hua ma'itseyadayo magida harakia. The heavens declare the glory of El. Hashemayim amesaparim akovod el, hua ma'itseyadayo magida harakia. And the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Yom le yoma ya bi ah omer. Walayla le layla yehaweta at. Day to day uttereth speech. Yom le yom ya bi ah omer. And night to night, walayla le layla revealeth knowledge. Yehaweta at. Ain omer ain a devarim, belia nishma'a kolam. There is no speech, ain omer. There is no words, ain a devarim. Neither is their voice heard, belia nishma'a kolam. The kol ha'areta yatak awam, ua bikatea tevela mialehem. La Shemesha Samohela Bahem. Their line is gone out through all the earth. Bekol Haaretz Yata Awam. And their words to the end of the world. Ua Bikase Tevela Milehem. In them have he set a tent, a tabernacle, a tent for the sun, La Shemesh, Sam Ohela Bahem, Wifu Kechatana Yotzeya Meyachupato, Yasisa Kagibor La Ruta Orach, who is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, Wifu Kechatana Yotzeya Meyachupato, and rejoices as a strong man, Yasisa Kagibor, to run his course, La Rut Orach. Mikitzeya Hashemayim Amotayo, Uatek Uafato Ala Kitzotam, Weheina Nisatara Meyachamato. His going forth is from the end of the heaven. Mikitzeya Hashemayim Motayo, and his circuit to the end of it. Uatik ufato alat itzotam, and there is nothing hid ve'ein anisatar from the heat thereof. Meya chamato Torat Yahuwah Timima Me Shivata Nafesha Aiduta Yahuwah Neemana Machekimata Peti. The law, the Torah of Jehovah, Torat Yahuwah, is perfect Timima, restoring the soul. Me Shivata Nafesh. The testimony of Jehovah, Aiduta Yahuwah, is sure, Ne'emana, making wise the simple, Macheki Mata Peti, Pikudei Yahuwah, Yesharima Ne'esamchele, Mitzuata Yahuwah, Bara Me'irata Ainai. The precepts of Jehovah, Pikudeyoa, are right. Yishari, rejoicing the heart. Me'samchele, the commandment of Jehovah, Mitzvot Yahuwah, is pure. Bara, enlightening the eyes. Me'irata Anai. Yirata Yahuwah, Tehorata, Omedeta La'ata. Misha Petei Yahuwah, Heimetaz Adikua Yachdal. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah, Yirati Yahuwah, is clean, Tehorah, enduring forever, Omedeta La'ata. The ordinances of Jehovah, Misha Petei Yahuwah, are true. Amen. They are righteous altogether. Adkua Yachadal.
Khemadin Mi zahabu, mi pazrav Ua mitukima, mi dbasha We're no fetas ufi More to be desired are they than gold Ha ne khemadin Mi zahab Yay Than much fine gold Umi pan rab Sweeter also than honey Ua me tukima mia debash and the honeycomb with no feta sufi Gam abdeka ni zahar bahem de shamrama aikev rab Moreover, by them is thy servant won. Dam abdeka nizahar bahem. In keeping of them, bishamram, there is great reward. Aikevra. Shigiota miya yabin, miya nisa tarota nakeni. Who can discern his errors? Shigiot miyabin. Clear thou me, clear thou I from hidden faults. Miyanisa tarota nakeni. Gam, miya zedin. Kasota deka ala yima shlura. Aza etan. Where Niketia Mia Pesha Arav Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins Gam Mizedima Hasoka Abdeka That they may not have dominion That they may not have dominion over Allah Yema Shalubi Aliyim Shalubi Then shall I be faultless as I am, and I shall be clear from great transgression. When Atiya ni pesha arav, Yehiyu le ratzon im reisiya we heyon. Libya lefaneka Yehovah Suria wego eli Make the words of my mouth Yehiyu ale ratzon be acceptable Let them be acceptable Yehiyu ale ratzon Let them be acceptable Imrei fi The words of my mouth We're Hegion, and the Hegion, the irritation, the meditation of my heart. Libi Lefaneka Yehovah. My heart, meditation of my heart. We're Hegion, Libi Lefaneka Yehovah. Before Jehovah, before the eye, before the eye, Yahweh. Jehovah Suri, my rock, Yahweh Suri, we're Goeli, and my redeemer.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Abbe Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Abbe Bible.
Thus, like this scripture says also, the law of Yahweh, of Jehovah is perfect. Restoring the soul. Torat Yahuwah Temima Mishibat Nafesh. That is, at the resurrection of the dead, Ha Torah, the Torah will stand up for a man for the restoring of his life, as is said in Ruth 4:15. It shall be to thee, a restorer of life. In interpreting Torat Yahuwah Temima Mishibata Nafesh, in interpreting the law of Jehovah is perfect, it restores the soul. Rav Yirmiyahu and the Rebbeinu, the rabbis, differed. One argued, quote, why is Torah said to be perfect? Because it restores the soul. The other replied, quote, why is Torah said to be capable of restoring the soul? Because it is perfect. And the verse, the testimony of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is sure. It makes wise the simple. Eidut Yahuwah ne'mana machekimata peti is interpreted. This is interpreted. Why is the testimony of Jehovah said to make the simple wise? Because it is sure. It is ne'mana. Ne'mana. Eidute Yahuwah ne'mana. Machekimata peti. It is ne'mana. It is sure. A different reading, the law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is faithful, making wise the simple. Torati Yahuwah temima mishivata nafesh. Aidute Yahuwah ne'mana machekimata peti. When is the law, the Torah of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, perfect? When it comes from the mouth of a righteous man, a man perfect in righteousness. And when is the testimony of Yahuwah faithful? When it comes from the mouth of a faithful man. Torati Yahuwah temima. The law of Jehovah is perfect. Rav Tanhuma interpreted the verse as referring to the six orders of Mishnah. Thus, like this, the law of Jehovah is perfect refers to the order of woman. For it is said of a woman, even in Song of Songs 4:7, thou art all fear, my love, and there is no spot in the eye. The testimony of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is sure. Aiduta Yahuwah ne'mana. This refers to the order of seeds. For only the man who believes that the life of the world is sure, sows seeds. According to according to Psalm, today's daily Psalm 19:9, the precepts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, are right, rejoicing the heart. Pikudei Yahuwah Yesharim Me Samche Leib. This refers to the order of feast Mo'adim, with its regulations concerning the booth, Hasukkah, and the palm branch, and all the Mo'adim, the feasts in the Shana, in the year. Of that it is written in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16:14, quote, thou shalt rejoice in thy feast. The commandment of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is pure. enlightening the eyes. Mitzvata Yahuwah Barah Me Irata Ainaim. This refers to the order of holy thanks, of holy things that enlightens the eyes of the sages. The fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah is clean. Yirata Yahuwah Tehora. Refer to the order of clean things with its regulations, distinguishing between impurity and purity. The ordinances of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, are true. This refers to the order of civil laws. The order of civil laws. Misha Pitei Yahuwah, Emet, Emet, are true, Emet. This order of civil laws contains the greater portion of laws regulating the relations between man and man. In another comment on the precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart, Pikudei Yahuwah Yisharima Mi Samche Leib, Hezekiah Barhia, he taught HaTorah, the Torah is like a chaplain upon HaRosh, the Ras, the head. For it is said of Torah's precepts, according to Proverbs 1 and 9, they shall be a chaplet of grace upon the eye head, Roshaka, and chains about thy neck, like a poultice for the heart. For it is said, the precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart, Pikudei Yahuwah Yisharima Mir Samachei Leib, rejoicing the heart like a salve for the eyes. For it is said, the commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Mitzvata Yahuwah Bara Me'irata Ainaim, like a compress for a wound. For it is said in Proverbs chapter 3, 7b to verse 8, fear, reverence, respect Jehovah, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, like a cup of root drink. Like a cup of root drink for the bowels, for the verse ends by saying, and medicine to thy bones. How do we, I and I, know that when the words of Jehovah are absorbed, they give health to the 248 parts of the body? Because it is said in Proverbs 4:22, my words are health to all their parts. Another comment on the fear, the reverence, the respect of Jehovah must be kept undefiled. Yirata Yahuwah Tehora. Tehora must be kept undefiled. Rav Levi said, because Aharon feared, reverence, respected the Hashem, the Shemiyahuwah, the name of Jehovah, as it is said in Malachi, Levi feared, respected I, and was afraid of Shemi, my name. Therefore, one section of Torah was given to him. Its provisions concerning Aharon himself, concerning Benayo, his sons, concerning his son's son, will never be rescinded until the end of all the generations. What is the section? The section concerning the dead that prescribes that Aharon must not defile himself by contact with the dead, as it is said in Leviticus 21:1, speak to the priests HaKohanim, to the sons of Aharon, and say to them, there shall none, no one defile himself for the dead soul among his people. The ordinances of Jehovah are true. They are righteous all together, together. Mishpatei Yahuwah, Emetaz Adkoa Yachdal. Rav Simeon, Simeon ben Lachish said, oral laws, Torah derived from the written ordinances are true. Amen. For they are held together, together by the relation of a minor to a major premise. The Rebbe, not the Rabbi, said, they are true. Amen. For they are held together by inferences from analogy. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Ha-nech-madim, mi-zahabu, mi-paz-rav, u-a-me-tuk-ima, mi-dabash, we-no-feta-tsufi. We, I could not tell who spoke this verse, whether Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, or the Goyim, the nations of the earth, until Shlomo came and made it plain that Yisrael was speaking, according to Song of Songs of Shlomo, Songs 2 and 3. I sat down under his shadow with great desire, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. In keeping of them, there is in the end great, great reward. Gam abdeka nizahar bahem abir shamra maikev rab. Whoever keeps the ordinances of Yahuwah of Jehovah finally becomes a great man. Another reading, in keeping of them, to the last of them, there is great reward. B'shamrama aikev rab. Whoever keeps the ordinances of Jehovah from the first to the last one is a great man. The doors of greatness shall open for him. Another comment on, in keeping of them there is great reward. B'shamram aikev rab. Whoever, Abraham, who kept the ordinances of Jehovah, was made great. As it is said in Bereshit 18:18, Genesis 18:18, Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Still another comment on, in keeping of them there is great reward. Bishamram aikev rab. Moshe, who kept the ordinances of Jehovah, was made great. As is said in Shemot in Exodus 11:3, the man Moshe was very great. Who can discern errors? Who can discern errors? Shigiot miyavin. Shigiot miyavin. Hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 19, Hebraically verse 13. Rav Simeon ben Yochai taught, how powerful are the righteous, for they know how to win the favor of their Creator. They know just how to praise Isaac him. Behold how David praised his Creator. He began to praise him by making mention of the heavens, Hashemayim, saying, the heavens, Hashemayim, Misaprim, Kavod, El. Saying, the heavens declare the glory of El. The heavens say, is there anything, whatever thou wouldest have of us? And the firmament showeth his handy work. Ua ma iseya yadayo magida harakia. The firmament harakia says, is there anything whatsoever thou wouldest have of us, of I and I? David, continuing to sing Mizmoro, his psalm, his chant, his Isis, now praise Elohim by making mention of HaTorah. As it is said, the fear, the respect of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever, forever. Yeratioa Tehora. Omedeta la'ad, standeth, omedeta la'ad, standeth for Iva. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks David, what wouldest thou have? David said, who can discern errors? Shigiot miyabim. Who can discern errors? I would have that thou forgive me. Forgive I the errors I have committed. Elohim replied, this error is forgiven thee I, and that error is forgiven thee I. And David and David continue, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Gam izedim. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Gam mizedim chesoka abdeka. That is, from deliberate uckeries, fookeries, deliberate sins. Then will the mightiest etam have no dominion over me, over I. Ala yisa shelo bi, al yim shelo, al yim shelo bi, azay tama we niketia mi pesha arab. Then will the mightiest etam az. A time, then will the mightiest have no dominion over I. That is, the mightiest of iniquities. The word, a time, mightiest, being read like etan in the verse, mighty etan is thy dwelling place in Bamidbar, Numbers 24 and 21. And I shall be clear from the great transgression. That is, from my one great transgression. Az etam v'niketia mipesha arab. According to Rav Lewi, David said, Ribon shel olamim, master of the universe, universal master. Thou, Elohim, art great, and I, my sins, my uckery, are great. It is fitting that a great Elohim forgive great sins, great uckeries. as is said even in the 25th Psalm, verse 11, for thy sake, O Yahweh, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Rav Ahase, those Kutians, they really know how to beg at doorways. At first they say, quote, give us water and we shall drink. After they drink, they say, give us one onion. Given an onion, they say, but an onion without bread is not solid food. Even so, the righteous know how to win the favor of their Creator, as is said in Proverbs 10:32. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. Of Harasha, the wicked, the ratchet, however, the verse goes on, but the mouth of the wicked Harasha speak frowardness. That is, they do not know how to speak acceptably to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. This alludes to Moshe when he sought to intercede for Reuben. What did he say first? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:2, Yahuwah, Jehovah came from Sinai. Then, yea, he loveth the peoples in Deuteronomy 33:3. Then, Moshe commanded us, I and I, a law, a Torah, in Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:4. And finally, in Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:6, he said, let Reuben live, may Reuben live and not die. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before thee. Yehyu l'ratzon imrei fi v'hegyon libi l'faneka Yahuwah tzuri v'goeli. David prayed, may the words of my mouth and the meditations, the iditations, Hegion libi, of my heart, be written down for the generations, even graven for the generations. Yahuwah tzuri v'goeli, Jehovah my rock and my Redeemer, Yahuwah tzuri v'goeli, my rock, tzuri, at the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, goeli, my Redeemer from Amalek, my rock, tzuri, at Mara, my Redeemer, goeli, at Sinai, Tzuri, my rock in this world. Goeli, my Redeemer in the Olam Haba, in the world, the to world, come.
The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world, come. The to world,
come. Cover.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Bible.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel.
Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give